Hello, everyone. Welcome to Financeology 101. Class is now in session. The information provided during this podcast is just that, information. You will need to do further research to address your specific situation. Enjoy the session. Welcome, everyone, to another session of Gifted Generations Presents Financeology 101. I'm one of your hosts, Robin Seegers, and the other host is...
Elroy Seegers.
Wow. Y'all hear that bass?
bass.
Okay. So, this session, we're going to talk about what's coming up, the holidays, right?
Spend that money.
When I said that, all I can envision is people just running and hustling and all through the malls and shopping and just, like my mother-in-law say, shop till you drop.
Look, now they just do it online.
But yeah,
wait for the man. So now they're
waiting for the Amazon driver.
Not Santa Claus anymore. It's Amazon, the Amazon man. Amazon is here.
Okay, so, I guess 'tis the season. This time of the year, we're celebrating Christmas, but you have Hanukkah, you have Kwanzaa. And, I mean, it's so many holidays around Christmas that we're all celebrating something. So, right. And a lot of the holidays revolve around spending money and buying gifts.
And some can be very emotional because this is a time of season where it can be a happy occurrence or occasion or a sad occurrence, and both can cause you to spend money. But I want to start doing something a little bit different. I want to start using stats to support what we're saying.
Right.
So I think sometimes numbers can get to the root of the matter, at least pierce that heart. So I'm looking at some data right here, and it's coming from, it's coming from LendingTree. I start leaning to the laptop, so my wife's like, get back to that mic, boy. It says, how much credit card debt do Americans have? Americans' total credit card debt balance is $1.079 trillion in the third quarter of 2023. And that's according to the latest consumer debt report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. That is high. That's a lot of money that we're running out and spending. And I know this, it's been crazy spending stuff because people have been at home a lot more. I spent more.
And a lot of the media outlets saying that the spending is going to be above almost like where it was pre-pandemic.
Yep.
So, which means people going to be spending a lot. And the national
I wasn't finished.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem. I just paused.
Okay.
And that's up from $887 billion in quarter two of 2022, a 20-year high.
So that means that people spending.
Yeah, guess what the average cardholder has in the credit card balance?
How much?
$6,000. I wish it was $600.
Yeah.
To go out and spend some more, right? $6,568 in credit card debt in quarter two of 2023. That's up from $5,963. So you can see we just spending money. We keep spending more and more and more. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Your numbers.
So the National Retail Federation averaged that last year, people spent on average, each family, $826. Easy. 500 of that was just gifts. So the rest was decorations and parties and things like that. And,
if I meet some new friends, because nobody give me no spend no $500 on me. If I meet some friends, I can spend some. How much is that? $500. Okay.
So you should not spend. Well, let me put it like this: they recommend that you spend only like 1.5% of your income on Christmas.
Somebody can say, "Is that gross or net?" whatever's in your pocket, and take it home.
And that doesn't sound like a lot, 1.5%. That's what they recommended. But they only saying that to keep people from overspending.
I wonder if that's like a number they use, knowing they're going to spend more. Like, you know, like saying, I'm going to give you 10, know you're going to come back and ask for 10 more.
Right.
You know, I'm
going to
give you 20.
Right.
I know you're going to want this. So it's, maybe it's like a, it's probably not, it's probably true to the word. But, you know, just think about that. Well, they're going to undershoot me because I'm going to come back and I'm going to go out and spend more. It's probably not the case, but that's just my way of thinking. You know, shoot low and aim high.
Yeah. Now, think about that. They said last year was $800 mm-hmm. per family. This year, they're expecting almost $1,000 per family on gifts, decorations, parties. Some people, that's a lot of money, $1,000. But you think about what you're buying your kids, $1,000 don't even come close to the high electronics, the phones, all of that.
It ain't just kids, though. Sometimes What you getting me?
Yeah.
What you getting me? She look at me like I'm crazy. Like, next topic.
And they saying that parents are spending at least $200 to $250 per child every year.
I know this sounds crazy, but for a long time, and we have not let inflation change our mindset. My mama always gave us $100 when we was younger, right? And then, you know, we started doing the gift exchange in our family. And it's been the same amount every year, $30 per person. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It has not changed since I married you, Heavy.
No.
Now, you think about that. You would think, oh, inflation, $40, $60. It's been $30 every single year. So you think about that. Over 34 years, that number has not changed. The sickest family do not do inflation very well.
No, they do not calculate inflation rate in that.
No.
It's $30. That's it. That's all you're going to get.
Wow.
So I guess all of this is to say that we have to be mindful.
Very mindful. Yeah.
Be mindful. Don't be part of that statistic. This is the time. I love this time of the year because it's getting cooler. The excitement, the Christmas shows, the Christmas music.
Right.
And you can easily get caught up.
Right.
And be out there in the stores and you think you're getting a sale. Mm-hmm. Some of that stuff not really on sale, but they make it look like a sale.
True, true. That's very true.
And you thinking you getting something, all the coupons, all the sales. I mean, the commercials are off the chain already.
Yeah.
It was like that before Halloween.
Yeah.
And Christmas decorations was out before Halloween. They just skipped right over a Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You're
and it's getting to be too much.
Yeah.
The commercialization of Christmas is getting to be too much. And back in the day when we were little, you remember the days you used to make your Christmas gifts and make little stuff and your mama just loved it.
Yeah.
I know people like, you lost your mind. Nobody better not make me nothing. But you have to consider, is it worth it? Because I know with our boys, when they were little, oh man, I wanted that because my mom always made sure we had a wonderful Christmas. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So we made sure that the boys had the best of the best of the best. But you know what? I would get mad because Christmas Eve, they only playing with one thing and all that money you spend on everything else, they could care.
You about
playing
with all those toys.
They can't find pieces, parts.
Batteries dead in an hour.
Yeah.
Because they left it on.
And then you done ran around to all these stores looking for that stuff.
Yeah.
And they only playing with one thing.
Yeah.
And it used to make me mad. But it was my fault because they had the list and I fulfilled the list. Well, we fulfilled the list. And then I got mad because they weren't playing with all that stuff. They only picked the one thing that they liked and that's all they played with, which was...
Kids.
I mean,
kids. You know, like you get a box, gonna be on a box. You get a part of the bands, they're gonna be on the bands.
Yeah.
They choose their happiness. We trying to choose it for them. That's that's part of the problem. We're trying to choose what we think the kids are gonna want or what we want our kids to have.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like saying they wanna show more and do more, but end up paying more in the end.
Right.
So we gotta be more reasonable about how we're going about our finances of our family. You know, one thing I always say, you know, finances is something that's in every household. Whether you have it or you don't, it's still in every household.
Yeah.
You know, the kids say, well, I don't have a job. It's still about the finances.
Yeah.
you know, because you're going to have to get a job in order to do things in life. So we got to understand what we're doing once we receive it and manage that to what we think is feasible. And sometimes what we think is feasible is not always the greatest. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got to sometimes seek wise counsel. Or, you know, don't look around at everybody else. Look at your household. Mm-hmm. Look what you can and cannot do. It may not be the best. You may be comparing yourself to somebody else, and that is wrong to do because you could be trying to outdo somebody else, and they could have the means to do that while you don't. You got to keep that within your own four walls.
Or they don't have the means,
and they're
making it look like they do, and they just is in financial trouble as you are.
That's you see that a lot. You know, people want to have the image of we're doing great, and they go in the house and they're crying like, "Girl, how are we gonna pay this bill?"
Right.
So just search within your own heart, do your own finances and stuff to make sure you're not living outside the means which you can afford. Because what's going to happen is, come January, that bill is due.
Because, you know, after the New Year's, it's like a huge letdown because we were so high with the excitement of everything, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and then this big letdown after New Year's. And then that bill start coming in.
Well, you know
my goodness.
You know what happened at the New Year's? Come Valentine's Day. So you kind of like roll January into February.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're like, we got Christmas, we got Thanksgiving, we got Christmas, we got Valentine's Day. You got like, bam, bam, bam. And you got those bills start to increase. Next thing you know, you got $2,000 debt looking at you like, oh, how am I going to pay for that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I was telling somebody the other day.
We got to manage our expectations.
I was telling somebody the other day, I was working with a client, and I said, he says, "Well, I guess because it's Thanksgiving and Christmas, I really want to know how much I'm gonna. We just started with him, right? How much I'm gonna be able to spend?" I said, "I understand that." I said, "But use your spending engagement this month to build next year." Focus on whatever you spend. Just say, "Okay, get your receipts and say, oh, we spend $500. That's your amount you're gonna target next year. So now you can start saving for next year." So a lot of times we don't really know how much we're going to spend. We just go ahead and do it.
Right.
You really should know what you're going to spend well in advance. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to spend $300 on each kid. Boom, done. And start saving that amount well in advance. Not like saying, let me get this child anything they want. And then you next thing you know, it's way too much. So what I told him, say what you're spending for Thanksgiving, Christmas. That's your budget for next year. That's our starting point. You can at least know. It may not be the exact number. Maybe kind of low, maybe kind of high. You don't know. But at least you have a number you can target towards what you're building towards in 2024. He went, "Oh, man, I didn't think about that." I said, "You got to start somewhere."
Right.
And you start this year to prepare for next year.
So we just wanted to get on here and start talking about the holidays because they right upon us and people already out in the stores, they already buying things, they already catching the sales. I mean, all the stores are having early sales and they even calling them Black Friday sales, and Black Friday not until next week, but they already calling them Black Friday sales.
They started doing it earlier this year too.
Yeah,
it was like, everyone's getting on the get your sales out the way early so they can get the money in their pocket sooner. I mean, you think about it. I mean, sales are coming faster and sooner. Now, is it good for us? Yes, but you also got to make sure that I tend to look at it in the product and then wait to see if they're going on sale and see if they marked it up or it's actually in sale. Because you know how they do jewelry stuff sometimes. You're like, that ring was $500 and now it's $800. You saying it's a discount? Discount. I thought I jacked it up. You know, so you really got to like market those things, because in some stores you can online, you can tag it to watch it and see if it drops down, then buy ones at a low price type thing. You know, we got travel this year. People going to be traveling. That's another expense. You got more kids. It's going to cost you more money. You know, hotel stay, staying with your parents and your friends, all that is going to consume money.
Right.
It is.
Because even if you're staying with family and not staying in a hotel, you're still spending money because they want to go out and do things and all dinners. It's going to cost. Just start giving thought to that before you get caught up in it. Because once you get caught up in that whirlwind, it's hard to pull yourself out. So just give thought to that. This is why we wanted to do this podcast, is to have people start thinking about the holidays and maybe even coming up with some sort of ideas on how they're going to handle it. So we're going to do a part two to this Christmas holiday spending.
Santa Claus is in town.
We're going to do a part two, and we're going to have some suggestions on how to strategize making it through the holidays. Yep. And not going completely broke, right, and then feeling bad about it afterwards.
All right. So listen, you can find us on our podcast for Gifted Generations at giftedgenerations-llc.com/podcast. That's actually our website. And there's tons of stuff on our website that you can also find. Coaching, the app, the Bags of Money app. Also, you can find us on Facebook. We are Gifted Gen LLC. Instagram, we are gif.gn, gif.gen. YouTube, you can just research us at Gifted Generations LLC. And you can find, and also on Twitter, our handle is giftedgen2019. And then you can find this podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio under Financeology 101. And, you know, just let you know that, you know, this is a good time to download, if you have an Android, Apple's not out yet, to download our financial app that monitors your money from day to day. Once you put your frequency in on income and expenses, it pre-populates that checking balance for you automatically. You can go down a few weeks down the road and see how much you have in your account based on your spending habits. It's called Bags of Money. Download it today on Google Play. It's for you. Honey, any last words?
That's it. We appreciate everyone and have a wonderful and safe.
Happy holidays.
Thanksgiving. We're not going to skip Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
We're going in order.
Okay, we're going to go Thanksgiving, y'all. Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a safe and wonderful Thanksgiving.
Guess I've been told.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Well, thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Financeology 101. I hope you enjoyed this session and the information provided will assist you on your financial journey. Until next time, be financially engaged.